just go two D linemen, two defensive ends?
Oh, I was happy because we need help. We need to get younger. And we, you know, knowing them coming in, we help them out, it's going to get us better for next year. So it's going to be great.
That's surprising because most people, you say, hey, guys, they're drafting guys that are doing my job.
No, I don't care. I'm comfortable with myself. You know, that's like anybody's job. Pretty soon, they're going to replace one of our reporters. They're going to bring in somebody. So the main thing, look at that. Are you doing your job? Yes. Are you comfortable with yourself? Yes. So you got nothing to worry about. And that's how I feel myself.
I'm guessing you're a guy that kind of likes competition anyway, huh?
Yeah, it makes you a better player. You know, it's going to make the team better. I mean, that's the whole purpose. That's the hidden thing about it. We get them better, and we get better as a team, we can go to the Super Bowl. And that's what I'm trying to achieve.
Because I'm watching you. You know, those guys are kind of sitting back watching things happen as you guys are in there. You remember 11 years ago, whatever it was, when you were the rookie, kind of learning that stuff, how different it was?
Yeah, it was a lot, because I got thrown into the fire too. I was on the first team, so in a way they got a veteran helping them out, like me and Ev. And my retrospect for me, why I did come in and take the guy's spot, I was there from the get go. So in a way, your head is kind of on the swivel, like, okay, am I doing the right thing? But you know, once you get older with experience, you become more comfortable at that, which I am now. So that's what I try to pass on to them. Don't think too much. Just go out there and play the reason why they drafted you.
What do you think of this weather out here? You please implant it into that turf?
Oh, yeah, definitely. God. I know they need some steels, like a pitch of 10 over here or something, so I can stay still. Oh, the weather cool. You know, it's very, what's the key word? It's very sporadic. So sometimes like, the sun might be out, then you got hail out here the next minute, then it's pouring down rain, then the sun's back out again. So you don't know whether to wear a jacket to get a baseball bat or you're going to catch the moment in one of the two.
How much does this weather affect what you guys can do as a team? I mean, because the weather's going somewhere.
You know, really, I guess for like the D-line and stuff, it really don't matter. I guess if anybody, it would be like the kickers and the quarterback as far as them throwing the ball. And in retrospect, that means you got to run the ball a lot, so it'll make it easier for us, so it'll be more one-dimensional. So it's cool, you know. It gets make you, I guess, have the change you have during the season, like going to a stadium with bad wind like New York or Cleveland. Now you got it in practice, so we'll teach you how to adjust and make things happen.
Now that you're wrapping up your second mini camp, how is everything coming together with this new defensive scheme and some new defensive players?
Oh, happy. A lot of people happy because you get a chance to use your athletic ability to go out there and play. And you're not playing, like I say, playing like a robot. But you got to go out there and have fun and make things happen and, you know, and feel kind of natural. And just go play. I didn't say I hate reverting back to last year, but it's two different schemes. First of all, a little bit more angles. Now it's more straight ahead, get penetration, create a new line of scrimmage, and that benefit there about on defensive line, not only the linebackers.
The two big bodies that you have in the middle, you probably can't line up in the same set you did last year because there's probably not enough room. So with yeah. That said, I mean, do you like lining up wider? Does it give you a better angle on that quarterback?
Yeah, it do give you a better angle. And also, too, you get to see the ball better also as far as getting off on the ball. And also get to let you see a lot more things that's happening in front of you. Too, we got the angle look down the line. It's easy to see, like, reverse or bootleg and some things like that. So, I mean, everybody's real happy and positive about it. And can't wait to get this ball rolling in August.
When you played it last year, Are you happy? I've been disappointed when you had time to look back personally as well as a team. I mean, there are highs and lows, but overall, what did you
play? Everybody's overall disappointed because the main reason why you play this game is to get a ring. And we had a chance last year where we played great in the first half, and the second half we were real inconsistent, we were awful. And we feel we put that together. We can strive to be a better team. That's why now we have all the pieces together. Now we have to put it together week by week throughout the whole season. So last year, it was not a good season because we didn't even make the playoffs. Our main goal is to reach the Super Bowl every year.
How are young guys coming along over the last 2 weeks?
They're coming along real well. You know, they're learning still. And I guess the main thing, not only for them, also for everybody, is getting the technique down and learning the new scheme. But they're not going around like a deer in headlights or nothing. You know what I mean? Really, they're learning and they're trying to get better with us, and we're actually trying to get overall better as a team. So the young guys come along real well, and they're happy, and they're ecstatic, and you rarely see them frying. If you do fry, you tell them, say, pick your head up, not bad as you think it is. So, you know, they're getting better.
Are they looking less like rookies?
I didn't say all that. No, they're going to be rookies until the third game of next year. So they're going to be rookies. You know, they still going to have their little rookie moments when they're playing the game as far as recognizing. That's when repetition starts to come in as far as recognizing the certain fronts and the stuff they can do at a certain block or play. So that just come with time, and they're going to adapt to it.
Jarvis is a pretty slight guy. Did you get a feeling with the wind today he might snap in half?
Oh, Jarvis, no, big slim, he going to be all right. You know, he getting strong, he getting better. You know, he might be kind of slim, but he like the cartoons. He get turned to the side where the wind can just flow right past him. He got a little natural aerodynamic body that everybody don't know about.
Snapping in half wasn't an issue.
No, all you got to do is just turn to the side and That's how he can squeeze through them gaps between the guard and the tackle so easy, because he's a real slender guy.
Did the wind provide any challenges for the rest of you out there?
You know what? Not really. I guess more or less the quarterback or the kicker, because sometimes you see the ball going to the left goal post and it go wide right to far wide right to almost in the parking lot. So it was like more or less a challenge for the quarterbacks and the kickers.